Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're going to wrap up a football Friday. We're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now and talk to CBS NFL analyst, former NFLer himself, London Fletcher.
Let me tell you something. This guy was a tackling machine.
Right. He just got three tackles on hold.
There's a chance while he was waiting, he just tackled three people around him. Solo, too. No assist. London, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. Doing great. What about you guys?
We're hanging in there. So, London, you're facing Lamar Jackson. And you got one-on-one on the outside. Man, he has made some linebackers look really bad on that little move and what he's been able to do. Just talk about him overall, what he's doing in the NFL. Yeah, what a great story.
You know, yes, what a great story. He's having a phenomenal season. Just his speed and his ability to really freeze the defense. You see just so many defenders mesmerized by him. You know, you think you got an angle on him or you think you know where the football is going to be, and you have no idea. But another thing about Lamar is he's not only a fast guy, but he has great running instincts and how to make you miss and things like that, you know. And that's rare for a quarterback to have the ability to know exactly where to run the football and how to make a guy miss.
You faced Michael Vick, right? You played against Michael?
I did, yeah. Yeah, I played against Vick a lot. He was my first. Actually, we were in the same division when he was drafted with the by the Falcons. The Rams and the Falcons were in the same division.
Right.
So I played against Vick.
What was that like?
Other times.
That was a dude, like, if he got by you, he outran everybody because a good chance.
Yeah, yeah.
He was a fast dude on the field, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I almost pulled a hamstring chasing down Vic. I clipped his heel and was able to get a sack on him, but I slightly strained a hamstring. Vic, the thing about the similarity between Vic and Jackson is both of those guys, they get from 0 to 60 in a heartbeat. You know, they don't need time to build up to that type of speed. They, when they decide they're about to go full speed, they do it in a heartbeat. You know, that's I would have loved to see Vic in an offense like Lamar is playing in. I mean, there's no telling what type of numbers he would have put up, but both are phenomenal athletes.
London, if the Ravens and Lamar Jackson are the best story in the NFL, what's the next best story? The 49ers turnaround in one season or the Patriots being able to stay in that second seed with basically nothing on offense except for Tom Brady and every week a different receiver?
I think it would have to be the 49ers, you know, just for them to be in the situation that they're in, you know, going into New Orleans and winning that ball game last week, getting their record to 11-2. The defense has been balling all year long. You know, the running game, the Garoppolo starting to play some good football. So I think that would be the second biggest storyline of this season. Anytime, as far as it goes with the Patriots, anytime you have Belichick, Brady, you know, there's times they've struggled during the regular season, but during the postseason, they find a way to get it done. So I definitely think it would have to be the 49ers situation.
All right, so I want to ask you, because you've been around that Patriot thing, and you've lived through that Patriot thing too, just like Dolphin fans. I want to ask you, that advanced scout, was it an accident? We didn't mean anything on purpose. Or do you look at a little cheating in there? Just your opinion.
You know what? When I think about it, and you say they were recording the Bengals signals or stylized, I say, first of all, it's the Bengals, man. Why would you do
that? Right. That's a good point.
The Bengals stylized. So that would be my argument. That would be the only argument I would need to make. If I'm the Patriot, I say, listen, man, the Bengals are 1-11. Why would We don't need to spy on them. So that would be my stance on it. Yeah, it's a bigger story because it's the Patriots, and again, I don't know exactly, the true details of all the stuff, and you know, those documentaries, you just never know how those things go. But I don't think, given their history, that they would try to do something unscrupulous again.
London, I'm looking at the 2019 College Football Hall of Fame inductees for this year, and I'm seeing huge schools like Florida State, Oklahoma, Texas, Michigan State, Mississippi, and then I see a guy, a linebacker from John Carroll, that's getting in also.
Who is that guy?
That's London Fletcher himself. London, that's got to be a pretty cool thing to be inducted and to get into the College Football Hall of Fame, and coming from a small school also, that's just got to be a cool feeling for you, right?
You didn't know John Carroll was a powerhouse too, man?
Right,
Don Shula told me it was. Don Shula told me it was. I knew that.
Especially in Miami. You know, I kind of felt the same way, too, where you look up and you see all the different guys that are going into the Hall of Fame with you, the College Football Hall of Fame, and some of the different universities, whether they're Power 5 conferences or historic programs like a Notre Dame and things like that, or guys who, so, you know, it's kind of like, man, here are all these big time schools. And then, me from John Carroll. So that was definitely a pretty cool and humbling, experience.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. So we've been asking everybody, cause they're coming out with this 100 list of the greatest of the great, in the history of the National Football League. I want to ask you, the greatest player you've ever seen. I just want to know, offense or defense? We've had different guys come on this week and talk about it. Lawrence Taylor's had some. Jim Brown's had some. For you, who would you put at the top, either seen or just watched or played against?
I played with Marshall Faulk, and it was the crazy thing is I thought Marshall was the Marshall Faulk was the best football player I've ever seen or played against, played with. And he didn't even make the top 12 running backs.
He did not.
Are you kidding me? They need to redo that list. I'm serious. I thought Marshall Faulk was the guy. When you look at everything you would want from a running back, there's nobody who can do all the things that he could do and do it at such a high level. You know, won a Super Bowl, MVP, all those types of things. That would be kind of the guy that jumps off to me.
You know, it's going in London. There are going to be a lot of cities. They're going to be upset when they get these lists done, because you're going way back when this thing, even before my old rear end could remember. There's guys, Sammy Ball. Do you ever see Sammy Ball? I haven't even seen Sammy Ball highlights. The little Sammy Ball. So those guys are gonna cut the list down of guys you know. You know what I mean? And every NFL city's going, how did my guy not get in there?
Yeah, I said that when I saw the damn linebacker list. How did I not make it?
How many tackles you gotta make, man?
Right.
Man.
Yeah, but I look at it like this. You know, you're talking about 100 years of the National Football League, and there's so many great football players who play the game. And it's hard to say somebody is the, you know, you got these 100 players or whatever. I don't know. It's all.
No question. I agree. You're right, man. It's totally.
You know, it's a good list or whatever. Great for the league, but it's hard to narrow down to 100 players when you think about it's been 100 years of the National Football League. So
a lot of players.
But who's the best? Who's the best middle linebacker of all time that you've seen? There's been a bunch. Oh, that'd be a tough one.
Yes, that really is. I don't. You know, you've seen the buckets and all that. I was a huge Mike Singletary fan growing up. I don't know if Mike.
He might not be in that list either.
Yeah, I don't think.
God, I gotta look it up now. I mean, Mike Singletary.
I'm guessing Ray Lewis is on there. Ray's on there.
Ray's on the on there. It's, again, like I said, it's just so many guys. It's too tough to say, you know.
Oh man, that's crazy.
The good part is, London, I just got a text from the committee. You were 101. You just missed the list. So that's still a good thing, 100 years. Yeah, so that's good.
Yeah,
you're right.
Second place in a, and they're only giving out one medal, huh? I'm sad.
That's right.
Finish second.
Listen, I bust Joe all the time. Joe tells me he's got an AFC championship ring, but he doesn't have a Super Bowl ring, and I say it to him all the time.
Yeah.
I go, why don't you ever wear it?
I enjoy wearing Miami. I enjoyed watching Zach play. I know Zach's he's finally broke through to
right.
be in the semifinals for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And, I always thought – I was wondering, I thought Zach would have been in by now because, Zach was a great player for so long. I used to – we're in the same division together, and I would look to see what Zach was doing, and I know he was looking to see what I was doing. And, him and met Ray Lewis when I was in the AFC, those were the guys that – I was trying to outshine, and they knew they had to try to outshine me as well. But glad to see he's broke through, and hopefully he'll eventually they'll do the right thing and get him into the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Yeah, we're with you on that one, London. London, thanks for your time. We really appreciate
London.
It,
buddy. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, London Fletcher can be seen every Sunday, by the way, on that other pregame show on CBS Sports Network. He also serves as an analyst on NFL Monday Quarterback. Catch all the action this Sunday, starting with the other pregame show on CBS Sports Network at 8 a.m., followed by the NFL Today at CBS at noon.
The least sexy stat there is on
tackles.
Offense.
Right, I knew you were going there. I knew it.
For all those guys.
Right. And they've got tons.
Like you go, hey, man, I made 200 tackles in a year. And you go, oh. And when I first started doing this, it was big. Like, God, I remember our middle linebackers with the Dolphins. We had some guys who were just, like, tackling machines. And it was kind of a big deal. But now, sacks are sexy. Fumble recoveries.
Right. Touchdowns. Even
touchdowns. But,
right.
But the tackles, they're not a big deal. Like, if we go, hey, I led the league in tackles last year, you go, oh. It's just.
No, you're right. It's not a sexy stat.
And Zach, I mean, since he brought up Zach Thomas.
Right,
Zach's got years where I think he had 200 tackles. You start doing that, you're talking 12, 13
tackles
a game.
Career. Right, right.
He had games with 18, 19 right. assists or solo.
But the guy talked about after the game is a guy who had 1.5 sacks. And that forced fumble. That's the guy who's been talked about.
I don't even
that.
Write tackles down on every guy. Like, how many I'll write the top one or two tacklers when we're facing somebody. And outside of that, I put fumble recovery. I put Minkah Fitzpatrick stats on there.
Right. They're sexy. That's why. Touchdowns, interceptions.
All that crazy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.